This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we're looking back at the 40-plus years of the iconic Anchorage bar, Chilkoot Charlie's. Mike Gordon has owned Coot since its humble beginning in 1970, and he says the experience has been a roller coaster.
I tell people that it's not always fun, but it's never boring.
One of the reasons is Alaska's shaky economic history, like the lows of the housing market crash in the 80s and the highs of the pipeline construction in the 70s.
Although the money was coming in agreeably enough during the pipeline, I wouldn't want to go through that again. It was because it was completely out of control. The whole state was completely out of control.
And Gordon is including himself there. Today, he spends his time behind the scenes, but in the early days, Gordon used to bartend in a World War I uniform, equipped with a scarf and aviator goggles.
I was Rocky the Flying MF-er.
MF-er, that stands for something, I know, right?
Yeah, but I can't say it on the air, I don't think. Use your imagination.
But the later years also offered its own brand of craziness, including one event Chilkoot Charlie's hosted in the early 90s.
The biggest day we ever had was the day that Pauly Shore was here doing his street party. The mayor gave him the key to the city.
Yes, at one point, this guy used to have the key to our city.
Link and I are cruising the mountain, bro, and we figure we's a little Jews.
No, I took him to dinner over at Romano's. And I was just about to go climb Antarctica's highest mountain, Mount Vincent, at the time. And I just happened to mention to him on the way over to Romano's. And he turned around to me and he said, "Where's Antarctica?" He wasn't kidding.
Since then, Gordon has seen many celebrities, all with varying educations, find their way to his bar. He even helped launch a few local celebrities into stardom. Locals like Mr. White Keys, who still has a small shrine in one corner of the bar.
This is his job application, done on a medical claims form. And he runs on with a bunch of nonsense and puts on their charge for this illness free.
And the bar itself touts the title World Famous Chilkoot Charlie's. Gordon says he's not sure exactly when the bar reached international fame, but his favorite indicator was when Playboy magazine named Coots the number one bar in America.
Been all over the world myself and run into Chilkoot Charlie t-shirts in the strangest places. And during the time that I was climbing mountains and going all over the world, I took Chilkoot Charlie stickers with me. So the more remote the location you get to, the more likely you're going to see one.
Gordon attributes the majority of his success to one thing. Coots was the first Alaska-themed bar in Anchorage. One of the ways he was able to give Coots that authenticity was by creating an exact replica of the well-known Birdhouse Bar, a bar originally located in Bird Creek that burnt down in 1996. Gordon made sure his construction crew got every detail right, including the underwear-covered ceilings and the crooked floors. To the chagrin of his crew, the floor took two attempts.
And my builder said, "Well, Mike, if we raise it any more on the outside, you won't be able to see through. And if we want to lower it any further on the backside, we'll have to tear the floor out." And I said, "We'll start tearing." Because the last thing I wanted was for anybody to walk in here and say, "Well, that's not the birdhouse."
Gordon's birdhouse even homes the lone item that survived the original fire, the stove. Nothing else was salvaged, not even a piece of underwear.
There's no underwear that made it.
No, all the underwear went up in flames, but as you can see, we've got a new batch.
In his more recent years, Gordon has been writing a book, which he says are mostly memoirs. The stories will focus on Gordon's love of mountain climbing, but he says there will be plenty of Chilkoot Charlie tales in there, including one of his favorite involving a janitor who had the nickname Bigfoot. While opening the bar one morning, Gordon found a .22 rifle in one of the back rooms. Concerned, he asked Bigfoot about it.
And he admitted to me what they were doing in there at night after closing. They'd go on what he called safaris, hunting for mice. So they'd load the gun up with birdshot.
Apparently, the free peanuts Gordon had been offering his clientele over the years had created a mouse infestation, which Bigfoot decided he would take care of with his trusty rifle. But Gordon says he found an easier solution, one that didn't involve shooting up his bar. He switched to popcorn.
Popcorn doesn't have the nutrition that peanuts do. So at a certain point, when they ran out of peanuts, the mice all migrated back across the street to the bakery.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.